USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is back in Washington, D.C. after touring a Dearborn, Michigan Ford electric vehicle plant. Biden drumming up support for his $4 trillion infrastructure plan and saying that China has surpassed the United States in research and development. A North Carolina district attorney is defending his decision not to charge officers involved in the shooting death of Andrew Brown Jr.
There will be folks who are not happy with this decision. Sometimes I make popular decisions and I make unpopular decisions, and I signed up for all of them.
District Attorney Andrew Womble releasing body cam video in the death of Brown Jr., saying the officer's actions were justified.
Brown ignored the officer's commands and backed his car until he was blocked by the rear of his residence.
Womble also insists Brown tried to run over officers during the arrest. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This story is sponsored by IBM. IBM and EY have expanded their partnership by announcing a Center of Excellence, a centralized virtual hub that brings together EY financial services expertise with IBM's technology capabilities to offer open hybrid cloud solutions. This will help financial institutions drive digital transformation and accelerate cloud adoption. Howard Beauville, Senior Vice President of IBM Hybrid Cloud.
Industry-specific cloud offerings are essential to increasing cloud adoption in highly regulated industries such as financial services. With IBM Cloud for Financial Services, we are providing a platform designed with built-in security and compliance features. Think of it as compliance as code, and are accelerating innovation by partnering with leaders like EY. As part of the Center of Excellence, we're helping financial institutions modernize their systems by integrating EY's industry and regulatory experience with IBM's open hybrid cloud and cognitive technologies to ultimately fuel customer digital transformation.
Visit IBM.com/cloud.
The fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas terrorists continues.
The conflict between Israel and Hamas is now in its second week with no clear end in sight, with Hamas militants continuing to fire rockets into Israel and Israeli defense forces responding with airstrikes into Gaza. Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, tells Newsmax TV that the root cause of the conflict is a power move by Hamas.
I think part of it is the fact that Hamas was ahead in the Palestinian elections, and the Palestinian Authority canceled the elections, and this is the way for Hamas to burnish his credentials, if you will, with the Palestinian people. They can't go to the ballot box. They're going to show how good they are at killing Israelis.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Top White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt is urging young Americans to get vaccinated against coronavirus, telling reporters that the vaccine has led to a dramatic reduction in hospitalizations and deaths from the virus. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
States are continuing to say thanks but no thanks regarding the federal pandemic unemployment compensation. Indiana, the latest state to ditch the extra $300 per week, which will end on June 19th. About 70,000 people in the state are getting that extra money, and the governor says it's time to get back to work in Indiana. Arthur Brooks, president of the American Enterprise Institute, joined CNBC and shares what he's hearing from workers who say thanks but no thanks to job offers.
What they've been saying is that it's really not worth it going back to work under the current circumstances. I'm not saying that people are taking advantage. They're just making rational decisions. You know, when you have relatively generous unemployment benefits, people are going to avail themselves of those benefits. If they're at home, they're taking care of their families, is what they would like to do more, until or unless small businesses, restaurants, retail establishments start bidding up the wages. Now, ordinarily in a recession, when you have a high level of unemployment, people will take lower salaries, will take lower wages, and that's one of the reasons that labor markets start to recover, but we actually don't have that mechanism in play. Some people are going to say, that's great. Some people say, you know, terrific. So the retail and food service places are going to have to pay a lot more. But then the question is going to become whether or not those that are on the margins in those industries, whether they can, and that's going to create different problems.
The White House continuing to dispute claims that people are staying home and collecting unemployment in lieu of going back to work. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.